The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Wednesday, August 9th, 2006, in Presidential Release number 342. I begin this presidential release with the glad news that John Berggren, who works here, and his wife Ellen announced the birth of their daughter, Jack L. Berggren, who was born at 10:37 this morning, weighing 6 pounds and 7 ounces, and everybody in the family is doing fine, so congratulations to the Berggrens. On July 22nd, 2006, in Ruston, Louisiana, a technology specialist working at the Louisiana Center for the Blind, Jules Ardoin, and Kirk Bumel, a longtime Federationist, were married. So congratulations to Kirk and Jules. I am sorry to have to tell you, some time ago I indicated that Hazel Tenbrook, Mrs. Tenbrook, died. This was last October. I, this week on Monday, attended the funeral at which her ashes were buried in the grave of Dr. Tenbrook in Oakland, California. I've already talked a great deal about Mrs. Tenbrook's meaning to the National Federation of the Blind. On August 7th, she was buried in the Rolling Hills Cemetery out there in California, where you can see from the Berkeley Hills all that area. And it is a quiet, peaceful place, a good place to be. Yesterday, Tuesday, this is the 8th day of August, the Good Morning America program featured a presentation by John Perret, who is handling public relations for the National Federation of the Blind at the moment. He has worked with us for 4 or 5 years now, and he is doing an excellent job. This presentation featured the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader, and here are the sounds of the Good Morning America program in which the National Federation of the Blind and the development of the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader were displayed for the nation.
Our water cooler is really exciting to me because in our shoes, you remember our series not long ago, and I had a chance to go into the world of the blind and the legally blind. And one of the things that you learn right away is being independent is absolutely everything. And sometimes the little things are what matter, like reading a menu, an electric bill, a newspaper. Well, this morning, we're going to show you a device I saw in the Wall Street Journal, and I thought, right, could this be the breakthrough? And it is called the KNFB Reader, and we have John Perret with us from the National Foundation of the Blind. John is legally blind himself, and he's going to show us what can happen here.
Right,
this is, John, you can go ahead and start it. You're
going to
feel the paper, right?
Right, right. I use it at the center. Uh-huh. I don't really see the paper, but I can feel it.
And
I
then
can
you have
feel
a camera, state. And it's a computer, so you start it.
Taking picture.
Listen to this. It takes the picture. Now, this could read a menu.
A menu,
what else?
A bill. It helps with your U.S. mail, the mail that you get every day. Things that you might get in a hotel might be the room service you get. What's happening now is it's transferring the picture, deciphering what's there.
Camera is 4 degrees.
And we'll then begin reading it in a second. I'm going
to
actually hand this.
Image,
so you
please.
Could wait. Take it as you walk around.
Page
and
one.
You, wait, listen.
2006.
Here it is.
An
listen.
Address delivered by Mark Maurer, National Federation of the Blind, Dallas,
wow.
Texas,
right.
July 4th,
that's
2006.
Reading the top of the page, and now
during
it's going
the
to process
the National Federation
switch over
of the
and
Blind
properly read the first column.
That have made
it's a very difficult page, actually.
And can everyone at home see how much copy?
Speaking canceled.
In just a few seconds, it's going to start reading. Listen.
Well, I stopped there. I can
oh,
start
you stopped
it back. I can start it right back up, of course.
Okay.
One. Though our purpose has not changed, our method of implementing.
Now, does this recognize all different fonts, or
yes.
Would it recognize handwriting?
It won't recognize handwriting, but it will work with virtually every type of font, italics, any dark text on kind of a light background. We've had 400 people from the National Federation of the Blind test it, 400 blind people with all different kinds of things, and we got tremendously positive feedback.
It could be the breakthrough.
It is. It is. It's one of the most exciting, most revolutionary things for blind people that has been ever developed.
And they're about $3,500 a unit, but that price should come down the more people know about it, yes?
Right. You got to remember, for me, this is almost like my eyesight when it comes to
priceless.
Reading print.
Priceless.
So it's very, very important.
Well, John, thanks to you. So excited.
Thank you.
We'll be back.
At the convention of the National Federation of the Blind, we held an election, and as I indicated on the last presidential release, a number of people were added to the board of directors. Fred Schroeder is a person who's been on the board of directors in the past and has been there starting last year once again. He is president of the National Federation of the Blind of Virginia. He was elected to the first vice presidency. He has been over here at the National Center for the Blind working on a number of programs. For a word, here is Fred Schroeder.
Thank you, Dr. Maurer. It is a pleasure to be here with you today. I have been here at the National Center for the Blind for the last couple of days working on the National Literary Braille Competency Test. You will recall that a number of years ago, the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped worked on developing a Braille competency test, but they ran into a number of technical problems that prevented the project from being completed. A little over a year ago, the NLS contacted the National Federation of the Blind and asked us to take over the project, which we have. We've been working cooperatively with NLS and the National Braille Association and BANA and a number of representatives from university training programs, all of whom are people who are very knowledgeable in Braille and very committed to Braille. I am pleased to tell you that the test has been developed, it has been pilot tested, and the individuals who took the pilot test, who passed the test, should be notified within about the next 6 weeks. So we are essentially ready to begin the process of certifying the competence of people, teachers, parents, anyone who would like to be able to verify that they are in fact competent in reading and writing Braille. So this is a real achievement for the National Federation of the Blind and for the field in general.
Thank you very much, Fred. I appreciate the work that you've done on the National Literary Braille Competency Test. I look forward to the time when there will be a nationally recognized test of this character. We need it in the field of blindness, and I know that it will be one of the things that will help to promote Braille literacy. As we have had the good fortune to have the Louis Braille Coin Memorial Coin Bill adopted and signed by the President of the United States. This happened after our national convention. We will be having a very substantial Braille literacy program established here shortly. We are going to be working on it as hard as anything we've ever worked on, and we're going to want to get people to work with us on promoting Braille literacy, and the test is going to be one element of that. So I appreciate your work to direct this part of the test. This past weekend, I attended the convention of the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina. Parnell Diggs is the president of the NFB of South Carolina, and a very fine convention it was. There were over 300 people registered at the convention. I don't know whether Maryland will be able to beat the attendance in South Carolina or not. Maryland often has more than 300 people registered at our conventions, and so I look forward to the contest to find out whether Maryland will come out number one or number two. I mentioned at the South Carolina convention that Atlanta is not very far from South Carolina, and so next summer there will be some competition having to do with the attendance banner. And I believe that South Carolina is going to be seeking that banner. That means that places like Texas, which had all the people at the convention this year, and Louisiana, which has always a huge number at the convention, and Maryland, which will have a great number at the convention, and Georgia, which has the possibility of bringing a great many to the convention, will be in competition to find out who will carry away the attendance banner. And good luck to everybody, especially Maryland. There's something local about that, as you might say. I have here an announcement from Kevin Worley about the Imagination Fund. Kevin Worley is chairing that fund, and here is what he has to say.
In the National Federation of the Blind, we celebrate our march towards security, equality, and opportunity. Coming soon in the Braille Monitor, on the internet, and on upcoming presidential releases, more information about our July 07 National Federation of the Blind March for Independence in Atlanta. Hello, many of us are working hard to develop the plans for the upcoming National Federation of the Blind March for Independence at our next annual convention. And your ideas are encouraged. Please contact me at 719-527-0488 to offer your suggestions and get actively engaged. Or email Kevin Worley at blindmerchants.org. That's K-E-V-A-N-W-O-R-L-E-Y at blindmerchants.org. Or you can email imagine@nfb.org. For now, I want to talk just a little bit on this presidential release about our new Fellows Program. This year, we are adding a new and exciting component to our Imagination Fund campaign. I believe this will become a very important aspect of our Imagination Fund effort. All of us know of people from our community who have given much of themselves to encourage opportunity and enhance quality of life for blind people. The mission of the National Federation of the Blind has been and will continue to be to change what it means to be blind, to assure security, equality, and opportunity for the blind, and to strive for the complete integration of the blind into society on terms of real equality. We know of many wonderful people within the National Federation of the Blind and many who are not now members of our organization who have given of their time, their talent, and their treasure. These community leaders, readers, teachers, professors, public officials, family members, and others who have given so much of their heart and their spirit can now be honored in a very special way as we raise critically needed funds to build a future filled with real opportunity for all blind people. Donations of $1,000 or more will include the opportunity to recognize someone who has made a difference to a blind person individually or to blind people as a group. Those recognized will be called fellows. The donor may name the fellow. Anybody who gives $10,000 or more before May 31st, 2007 may name a National Federation of the Blind Fellow for 2007. Anybody who gives from $5,000 to $9,999 before May 31st, 2007 may name a 2007 Jernigan Institute Fellow. And anybody who gives from $1,000 to $4,999 before May 31st, 2007 may name a Presidential Fellow. Donations of $1,000 or more must be received in a single envelope at the National Office. A group may wish to pool their funds to bestow the honor of the naming of a Fellow. Remember that the primary goal of the Imagination Fund is to solicit support from those who are not now active members of our Federation. This new program affords us a new way to honor and thank our friends, as well as to continue to raise funds for the Imagination Program. The names of the 2007 Fellows, Presidential Fellows, Jernigan Institute Fellows, and National Federation of the Blind Fellows will be printed in the 2007 NFB Convention Agenda and in the Braille Monitor. In addition, each fellow will receive an attractive plaque. If you have further questions about our new Fellows program, please be in touch with me, Kevin Worley at blindmerchants.org. Thank you, Dr. Maurer. Thank you, fellow Federationists.
And thank you, Kevin, for that. It is important to support the Imagination Fund. David Hutchins, who is a board member of the CARS division of the National Federation of the Blind, says that there are models of cars available for sale through the CARS division. And if you want to get some of these models, they make excellent Christmas presents. This is a little early, I know, but Christmas will be coming. And if you want to get these models, you get a hold of Joe Nolte. His telephone number is 561-753-4700, and you can get models of cars. They are scale models, and they are very elegant, very, very well done. On display here at the National Center for the Blind, there is a 1938 Cadillac limousine, which the CARS division presented to the president at the convention. And Mrs. Jernigan was presented with a 1917 Rio, which is a car that is the predecessor to the Oldsmobile. Ransom E. Oldsmobile is the one who developed the Rio. It looks like a buggy with an engine on it. And they are very nice looking, very well done models. If you want to get them, get a hold of Joe Nolte. I have an announcement here from Mark Riccobono. He says that the spirit of the blind of the nation must be heard. Visit the NFB, Jernigan Institute's National Center for Blind Youth in Science web portal at www.blindscience.org. Give us your feedback on blindscience.org by September 15, 2006, and you will receive a chance to win a $35 gift certificate from the NFB Independence Market. Your feedback on our new web portal will help us implement new resources to best meet the needs of the blind, and besides, you will be contributing significantly to the first phase of this important project. The development of blindscience.org was funded under a grant from the National Science Foundation's Research in Disability Education Program, and we need to know how well we're doing, so please give us your feedback by mid-September. I have an announcement here from Jesse Hartle, which says, "Fellow Federationists, shortly after our national convention, the Senate passed S-2918-2918, the Free Newspaper Access for Blind and Other Persons with Disabilities Act. This legislation authorizes funding for dissemination of newspapers or magazines in an electronic or audio-based format. If this legislation is enacted and suitable arrangements are made, it would then not be necessary to have an appropriations earmark approved each year to pay the telecommunications cost for NFB Newsline. S-2918 has now been referred to the Committee on House Administration. We must contact our members of the House of Representatives and urge them to ask the Committee on House Administration to take prompt action to pass this legislation. I have included a list of the committee members on House Administration. Republican representatives should be urged to contact the chairman, Vernon Ellers of Michigan, while Democratic representatives should contact ranking member Juanita Millender McDonald of California. Currently, we are able to provide Newsline year to year through the earmark process. Some members are trying to cut back on unauthorized earmarks, which puts our Newsline program in danger of being cut. If we act now to ensure S-2918 is passed through the House before the end of the second session, we will have taken a large step toward ensuring that the Newsline system is protected. If you need more information, Contacts are listed here. A fact sheet is also enclosed. Thank you all in advance for your work on this important piece of legislation. Committee House on Administration members, Republicans, Congressman Ehlers, Chairman, Michigan, Congressman Ney, Ohio, Congressman Reynolds, New York, Congressman Mica, Florida, Congressman Doolittle, California, Congresswoman Miller, Michigan, Democratic members, Congresswoman Melinda McDonald, Ranking Member, California, Congressman Brady of Pennsylvania, Congresswoman Lofgren of California. All of this comes from Jesse Hartle, whose telephone number is 410-659-9314, extension 2233, or his email is jhartle, that's J-H-A-R-T-L-E, at nfb.org. So if you have need of information about this legislation, get a hold of Jesse Hartle, and it is important to work on it right away. The fact sheet for this piece of legislation is entitled Technology and Literacy, Reaching the Blind in the Information Age. So undoubtedly, this is also listed on the website, but if you have need of more information, please get a hold of him. Here is an announcement from Jerry Lazarus, which says, October is fast approaching. Now is the time for Meet the Blind Month planners to decide on chapter activities. Because of the popularity and continued growth of Meet the Blind Month, your order for materials must be placed before Friday, September 15, 2006, to take advantage of free matter mailing. This year, we are planning to speed the pre-order process, and we have prepackaged specific popular NFB literature in various size quantities. The literature selection we are including can be accessed from our new website. The address is the same as we've always had, www.nfb.org. Under the members section, member information, Meet the Blind Month. To place an order online, fill out the activity form that provides the details of the events that are planned and indicate the package size. Forms can also be downloaded from the website, completed, and faxed to 410-659-5129. Some suggestions for Meet the Blind Month activities include: arrange with your local elementary or middle school to show the Braille is Beautiful video and conduct a discussion about Braille. Schedule a time with your local Walmart to have a storefront fundraiser and information table. Walmarts are very busy stores, and in the past, many customers have stopped to pick up NFB literature. To buy a box of Krispy Kreme donuts or other fundraising items, and to learn more about our programs. Plan to participate at senior activities such as Expo Community Fairs in the fall or other events scheduled in your area. If you need more information, you can contact Jerry Lazarus here at the National Center for the Blind at 410-659-9314, extension 2297, or you can get a hold of him by sending an email to J. Lazarus. This is J-L-A-Z-A-R-U-S at nfb.org. I talked a moment ago about getting information from our website. We have discussed the re-engineering of the website for some time. The re-engineering of the website has occurred, and we went live with it on August 1st. You should be able to get a lot of new information on the website. It has places in it to put material which is still being compiled, so that process will probably never be done. We'll always have something new to add to the website. If you want to get the information about the National Federation of the Blind and the programs we conduct, you can get on the website at www.nfb.org. It is redone, and let us know how it looks to you. I have some endings here which are customary. David Hutchins of Kansas says that in remodeling a house, a couple decided to install new doors. When they threw all the other doors away, their dog ran outside and brought one of them back because he was a lavatory door retriever. Terry Uttermolen of Baltimore, Maryland says, a man called the animal control people because there were 30 dogs on his front lawn. The operator at animal control said, are any of them mad? To which the man answered, there are 28 who are. Two of the dogs are devouring the postman and they won't share. Margaret Warren of Iowa says, what do you call two policemen? Copies. Or, what would you give a 900-pound gorilla for his birthday? I don't really know, but you better hope he likes it.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.